right after the ride, the owner, I think it was Italian, he his son was running, and that after the ride, it was a lot of disturbing heat. He moved out, and about 3 or 4 blacks came in here, but they didn't seem to stay here long. So every morning I'm going to work 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm seeing the sign up, and I said to myself, that's a good spot. That's what I said for myself, and I know it's a good spot. So they done made me, I was the first black manager that company had. They done moved me from Jeff Cook to assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the place, so I called the real estate man, you know, and talked to him. And he said, yeah, if you want to rent it, or either sell it. And I said, yeah. So me and a friend, his name was Reese, J, start with a J. We talk about the place, and we decided to meet with the real estate man, and he told us what the renting for and what they were selling for. So I want to rent the place because I didn't want to leave my job downtown because that was a pretty good job, see. So he shows, he said, cheaper if you got $1,500, $1,500 put down, the note would be cheaper to rent. He said, buy the damn building. He said just like that. I thought, no, man, I don't want to. I had no sense. See, by not thinking right, I was thinking if I get in here and couldn't make it, I could just step out of it. And that was it. But by buying it, I'm thinking it's going to have me tied up. So anyway, he keep on, so we decided to we bought the building.
Okay.
And after about 4 or 5 years, I bought my partner out because he already was in business. So I bought him out. And I went on from there, been here ever since. And I never regretted it.